This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. An independent investigation into Elijah McClain's death released its findings this morning. Aurora City Council commissioned the report and made its findings public ahead of a presentation scheduled for tonight's 5 p.m. council meeting. The investigation is one of several being conducted into McClain's 2019 death in police custody. McClain was unarmed when Aurora police confronted him during a walk. He died of a heart attack after being detained and injected with ketamine. The full report is available on the City of Aurora's website. Veterans living in rural areas or experiencing homelessness could soon have a new way to connect with services. CPR's Claire Cleveland explains.
A bill in the state legislature would fund a mobile veteran support program. The idea is to help a veteran-run nonprofit purchase a vehicle to get veterans who lack other means of transportation to health appointments and other services. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Westminster Public School students can go to school 12 extra days this year to make up for lost learning because of the pandemic. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
School was supposed to end May 25th. The district said two-thirds of parents in a survey supported more days of school. Some, however, said students need the summer to recharge after a stressful year. The extended learning is voluntary. Staff preferred working four-day weeks longer into this year over starting next year earlier. Other school districts in the state are in the planning stages for the summer, but nothing is confirmed yet. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.